Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 5th to the 10th, 2013. Palestinian President meet with Hamas leader in Cairo to discuss the implementation of the National Unity Agreement. Meanwhile, Israeli assaults against Palestinian civilians intensify as Israeli elections near. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Four arrested and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall and settlement protests across the West Bank. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has more.
Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Masara village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kfar Qaddoum in the north. Four international supporters were arrested and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Nabi Saleh and their supporters. Soldiers stopped the protest at the village entrance and fired tear gas and chemical water at protesters. Moreover, at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers also used tear gas to suppress the weekly protest there. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Israeli troops attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. At the village of Kfar Qaddoum, many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest at the village entrance. At Al-Masara village, southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-wall protest at the village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khomsiri.
Gaza-based political factions, including Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, met this week with Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas, hours after Abbas met with Hamas's political leader Khalid Mash'al in Cairo. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari with the details.
The Haniya faction's meeting tackled latest efforts for reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah and possible unified agenda for one Palestinian authority under the leadership of Abbas. Nothing concrete did come out of the meeting, but all agreed that there needs to be more concentrated efforts by the parties concerned in the hope of reaching an agreement. Last December, Mash'al of Hamas asserted on the need for a unity with Fatah and pledged crowds of supporters in Gaza that a unity is upcoming soon and that 5 years of political split will end. Some political leaders of Hamas in the territory have previously stated that any unity between Hamas and Fatah should be based on one main principle: resistance against the Israeli occupation. Hamas's officials continue to affirm that a reconciliation should precede any political agreement on elections across the occupied Palestinian territories. Also this week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with Hamas's senior officials in exile, including Khalid Mash'al. The two sides have not yet agreed on any concrete steps towards ending current division. Abbas has always stressed on the need for general elections as the first step towards reconciliation. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians left at least 5 injured this week. Moreover, Israeli forces conducted at least 54 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Additionally, 3 Palestinians died due to extreme weather conditions. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
During the Israeli army invasions this week, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 26 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. Invasions were focused this week in northern West Bank cities of Nablus and Jenin. On Monday, a 17-year-old boy was wounded during clashes in Beit Umar village, southern West Bank. Israeli forces moved into the village, deployed between the houses, and started firing sand bombs and tear gas canisters. A number of boys gathered and threw stones at the Israeli soldiers. Israeli soldiers, in return, fired rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, a child was wounded by a bullet to the right hand. Later in the week, three Palestinians were killed as extreme rain, snow, causes floods and casualties and destruction in the West Bank and Gaza. On Wednesday, the Palestinian Civil Defense reported that two women drowned and died in Tul Karim city, another man died in Jenin, and about 15 people were reported injured due to the storm which hit Palestine since Sunday. Moreover, four Palestinian youth were injured on Thursday as dozens of extremist Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian villagers enjoying snow in northern West Bank. Local sources reported that settlers attacked Palestinians playing with snow in Burin village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. At least one resident was injured. Another Palestinian was shot and injured by settlers' fire in the nearby village of Kassara. Two others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Residents reported that Israeli soldiers arrived at the two villages and attacked them with the settlers as well. Also on Thursday, Israeli soldiers violently attacked and arrested several Palestinians playing with snow in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. In the Gaza Strip on Saturday, a dustman was wounded when the Israeli forces stationed at the border fence north of Beit Hanun opened fire at waste trucks in the landfill. The truck was 150 meters away from the border fence between Israel and the Gaza Strip. Later in the week in the Gaza Strip on Thursday, heavy rainfall that started several days ago caused the collapse of a number of siege-busting tunnels in Rafah across the borders with Egypt. Egyptian security sources stated that most of the tunnels collapsed due to the rain, and the tunnels that did not collapse are now completely flooded. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 5th to the 10th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussein Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.